Greetings, salutations, and welcome to the Plains Talkers Podcast, the show by casuals for casuals. I'm your host, Will Benson, joined as always by, hey, 1 week down with no corona, my co-host, Aramis Perez. Aramis, how are you tonight, sir?
Would you say it's my corona?
No!
It was a low-hanging fruit. I had to. I have no regrets.
Yeah, you have tons.
Not true.
Before we begin, we'd like to remind you that this episode of the Planestalkers Podcast is sponsored by Kerwin's Game Store. Kerwin's Game Store is New York State's premier source for collectible card games, tabletop games, miniatures, comic books, retro video games, and toys. With their clean, open gaming areas available to everyone at no charge, Kerwin provides a fun and inviting atmosphere for new and experienced gamers alike. With locations in both Catskill, New York, and on the second floor of the Poughkeepsie Galleria in Poughkeepsie, New York, Kerwin's Game Store is the best place in gaming. Don't forget, you get a 5% off any online order when you use the promo codes PlainsTalkers at checkout. And I also want to take this moment to welcome and thank our newest patron, Zach. Welcome aboard, man. Zach joins Walter and Ian as our Planeswalker level patrons. We want to thank you guys very much. We did have our call this past week. As a Planeswalker patron, they get to participate in a few monthly drawings. Ian's deck was already twitched out last week, put on our main page, so you want to go see that. And I know we're trying to get Walter and Aramis all set up, but we want to thank Walter, Ian, and Zach for everything you gave us. We're really glad you guys are there. So with that, it's still untap, upkeep, and draw, and so I am untapping. Where did it go? Oh, dear. So tonight's untap is All In India Pale Ale. So, and look, it's see-through.
Oh, God, not the invisible beer again.
Well, it's just it has a green label, and I'm running a green screen. Yeah, yeah. Someday you will find out what that's like. And then you'll drink Sprite, and it'll freak us all out.
Well, these cans, the cans are white, so it's not going to really...
Ah, yes.
Yeah, so...
What are you drinking, the diet?
The zero.
Oh, damn it, that's good. Mm. So this is a Druthers All In Pale Ale, and I'm really enjoying it. I do like the double pale ale I've been drinking lately, but the double IPA, but... Well, we don't want the show to go off the rails. Last night's one did, so my Legends TV talk, I was drinking the 2X IPA, and yeah, towards the end of the episode, things got a little crazy, so, you know, for tonight, it's Druthers all in, so, but Aramis, how the heck are you, man? Did you get any, I mean, how's quarantine life for you? I mean, I know you have to go to work, but...
Yeah, I still have to go to work. The job that I work at caters to people with mental health issues, so it's considered essential. So
you're perfect for that. Sorry, the jokes write themselves. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, we wanted to hire you, but you were a lost cause. So
yes, exactly. Well, you know, you don't get the tax write off either.
Exactly. So. Yeah. So, but yeah. So my job's been considered essential because I work in the financial department there. So I'm the one that cuts the checks. So they need me. And which is fine.
Yes.
But my wife is home. She was able to work from home during this. My son is home from school until at least April 2nd. Probably.
They've canceled mine.
Yeah, it's probably going to be longer. I mean, heck, they postponed the Olympics. So.
Yeah, thank goodness. It's the Summer Olympics. It's not even like it's the cool Olympics.
Everything's canceled. So, you know.
There's no hockey.
So, you know, people are doing what they can to get through all this stuff with the coronavirus and COVID-19 and... you know, we're coping, trying to do the
Democrats and Republicans blocking. Yeah,
I'm not getting into the
no, we're not going into the politics here.
No, but... I mean, that's not even that. That's a train wreck. But anyway, so we're just social distancing, washing our hands, trying to stay safe as much as possible. That's really all you can do. And hey, it snowed today. So what the hell?
See, I've decided to actually stop washing my hands to encourage my immune system to expand itself. So I've managed to go 48 hours without even touching a bar of soap.
I thought I smelled hot Cheetos.
But we've got a great show tonight. Here's the thing, guys. I mean, as long as all this COVID stuff's going on, we're kind of lucky in that next week starts preview season. So... That's going to help, but, I mean, there ain't a ton going on. We're going to basically...
I was going to say, the only thing that's been going on has been announcements of things that aren't going on.
Yes. I mean, so we're going to do a Corona update. I know we said we weren't going to talk too much about it. We're not going to dwell on it, but there's some stuff we should go over. We have absolutely no combat. So who can fight at a time like this, really?
Yeah,
we're going to talk about in main two, the Ikoria mechanics, as well as we will go over, thanks to our Planeswalker patron call that, like we said, once every 3 months, everybody, you know, we want to get all of our Planeswalker levels on a conference call. And one of the ideas was a great idea. We really wanted to do something different for giving away the Ikoria box. As far as I know, Kerwin's is still going to be providing that for us. So we're going to be, instead of just doing a share and do what we did last time and do a drawing, you're going to play it. We're going
to
play to win it. So
what
we're looking at doing is an Ikoria League. So we're going to go through how exactly to go through that. So you're going to want to stick around to the end of the show. And then, you know, we talk a little bit about what we're going to do when once preseason is over or preview season is over. But right now, let's just get right into
main phase.
Okay, main phase. Welcome to main phase. And you know what we're talking about. Everybody's talking about it. I mean, COVID-19 has had an impact as far as America goes. Now, for you other countries, I think, I took a look at our numbers. I think we're all feeling the hurt.
Yeah, nobody's not affected by this at this point.
Right. And I mean, you know, basically in New York State, the governor shut us all down last week. I do have to go into work tomorrow for a little bit, but you know, I'm going to be hit and miss. I'm basically off. So.
Oh, but that's better than some people. I mean, luckily for me, I still have, you know, a can't stop.
And Zach, our newest Planeswalker patron, comes in with a winner. And Benson, don't lie. You can't stop washing your hands if you never started.
Yeah. So,
shut it, wife.
Wow. Just firing off the shots. But yeah, like I was saying, it's been hitting everybody. So, I was talking with my wife earlier before we came on the air, and I was like, "This is."
Well, we recommend that.
This is kind of like Alejandro's. I was going to say it's like his 9/11, but it's bigger than that. I mean, this is almost like World War II.
And that's just it. I mean, when I think about things, I mean, even our generation, okay, and I think I'm like the generation before you. I'm mainly Gen X. You know, we haven't really felt anything. Our parents didn't really feel anything. I mean, the Vietnam War was around, but it was a war they saw on TV, but it wasn't impacting their daily lives. It was being fought over there. You know, World War II was the last time we had anything sort of a national crisis, so to speak. And, you know, it really did change that generation, all the generations that were living at the time. And they had just come through a depression and then the previous World War. So, like, to experience what's going on now, I mean, that's just it. It's like, I really do not get mad at, you know, millennials or post-millennials or my kids. I mean, my daughter, and I love her, and I'm not speaking ill of her at all, but I mean, she still, I think, has a little bit of a hard time understanding what this whole social distancing thing is. And, you know, like, no, you cannot go see your boyfriend today or tomorrow or for a while. Welcome to you're doing video conferencing. Hey, we're in the Star Trek realm.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing to do. So it's going to change our culture, I think. I hope for the better. We needed something to unite us, like the division and derision in this country. I mean, not to jump on a political soapbox, but I mean, I'm not gonna tell you which side I sit on, but everybody can agree there's a whole ton of division right now in America. And you know, if we can find a way to use this to come together again, I hope to see something positive come out of it, I guess is what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, I hate to take the cynical side here. Hey, look, combat. But and I'll jump off the soapbox shortly after hopping on. Yes, it will provide some unity. Give it about a week or two after it's all over, and we'll be back to where we were. Honestly, it's just if that's how it feels.
Because I mean,
if it didn't last after 9/11, it's not going to last after this.
I hope you're wrong.
I would love to be wrong. Please let me be wrong, because I mean, if nothing else, this is doing good things for the climate. A lot less carbon emissions getting pumped out right now.
No. I've been eating tacos like 2 days in a row, man. There's plenty of carbon emissions.
I said carbon, not methane.
Ah, very good, very good.
Know your chemistry. But anyway, getting back onto what we were talking about as far as things being canceled.
Thank you for listening to Planeswalker Political Talk. We're going back to magic now.
Yeah, we're
going to
bury this one with a lot of rocks and then light it on fire and blow it up. But anyway, dead horse. Must hit the horse.
Ow.
So Wizards of the Coast sent out a press release today, March 23rd, and they have suspended. A lot of stores have already done this proactively, and kudos for them for doing so, but now Wizards has come in and just put the kibosh on it completely. They have suspended all in-store play in North America, Europe, and Latin America until at least May 10th. They're leaving open the option of extending that. So there is no FNM. There are no tournaments going on anywhere in paper in North America, Europe, and Latin America. I'm actually kind of surprised that Asia, like the Asia-Pacific region, wasn't affected by this. That might be expanded, but for now it's just those three regions, which is still about half the world.
Well, I think for that, I mean, it's kind of going on its way out of China. I don't know how big of a Chinese impact we are. I know Japan is one thing. But I don't know if in communist China, WotC is a big thing or not.
There's a pretty good sized player base there. I mean, it's not super huge because there's a lot of censorship issues and everything else. But remember, they made that what was it? It was some sort of a special series that they made, and it was based off of Chinese folklore. That's where we got a couple of the planeswalkers, like Mu Yang Ling, and the other one. I forget what his name was. The one with the dog, Mo Wu. That's where we got those characters from. So they're trying to make a mark in China, and. Yeah, it looks like it might be finally on its way out there, but keep in mind, they started dealing with this back in November, so...
Yeah, I know.
We're only now starting to deal with it here.
Yeah, and I really, you know, it's going to be interesting to say the least, but, you know, having all in-store play suspended, it makes sense. I mean, our combat last week, there were stores still trying to fire events. The fact that they've kind of come around and said, look, we're not going to, you know, kudos to you guys, you know... They decided to stop holding events right after the government said they couldn't, and I'm good with that. I'm kidding. But, you know, what I'm really excited about is, I mean, this does impact pre-release. You know, yes. we're what, 4 weeks away? It's, 24th of April.
There will be no pre-release events unless they're at home. They've already announced that. They're canceling in-store pre-releases. They are the one thing that they did do to kind of help is they have partnered with Discord to create a template that stores can use to create a community with one click. So there's if you go to Wizards website and find that article, there's a link that you can click on that shows you how to set that up,
which we might want to do for
do that for what we're going to talk about later in the show. So great timing on that. I mean, not really.
I mean, we're not a game store, but, no. You know.
But the policy goes into effect tomorrow, March 24th. So
sweet.
If there was an event firing tonight, that was it. It's all done after this. Turn out the lights on your way out and lock the door.
Right. So, you know, what's nice is that they've released, you know, the promo packs are going to be available. The pre-release buy a box promos they're talking about being able to be shipped. And we knew that they can't ship the buy a box.
Yeah, they're relaxing their restrictions on promo packs and buy a box promos because they normally wouldn't allow you to get those shipped to you. Like the buy a box cards normally they wouldn't ship. Now they're going to allow those to be shipped. They're going to let stores use promo packs as sales incentives. So if there are stores that are still open, they'll allow some sort of promotional thing. I don't know if it's like if you buy two boxes, you get a promo pack, or I don't know what they're going to do, but they're going to find a way.
Which sucks for New York because Steve, you know.
Yeah.
Steve, you can't open a retail right now.
Right.
You can't. It's right. not allowed. So it sucks. You know, and then they're moving Magic Fest online, which is kind of great.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
did you get into play any today? Or
I did not.
I should, but I was working it for 4 hours. So
yeah, but I mean, New York's not the only state that has this this order. There's like 7 or 8 other states. You know, California, Michigan, Massachusetts, I think North Carolina. Illinois, there's Ohio, there's a bunch of other states that are basically where New York is right now. So there's a lot of places around the country that are not going to be able to take advantage of this. But for those that can, it's nice of Wizards to say, hey, you know what, let's back off on our rules a little bit. Let's get the cards out to the players so they can still play, even if it's just at home. Or a lot of players have been very inventive, and they've been figuring out ways to set up their phones and their webcams to set up like online player areas that look like Magic Online, and they've been doing it online with their friends. And it's really been kind of cool to see the community come together in that respect.
And that is what we're seeing. I've been in a few Discords for a couple of the stores that I frequent. You know, and they're starting to set up events like that. You know, they do want to fire because, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, right now we're in the first week. Everybody's kind of, there are some people that are like me that work really hard. So I'm kind of like, well, if I'm home, you know, whatever. You know, I'm home. This is kind of okay. I got to imagine in a week or two, like, I'm going to want to drop my wife from a building. So, you know, not a high building.
I can hear you.
Oh, she can hear me. This is going to end horribly. I didn't say a high building. It's more like, you know, and into a pool of water.
Listen,
so that you get clean.
I can't come by myself in person. I'll ship you a shovel so you can just keep digging.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Your own grave, sir.
Yes. You totally missed, but that's okay. So, give my wife back her slipper she just threw at me. So, in any event, you know, but you got to figure people are going to start getting, you know, a little tired of being around the same people over and over.
Yeah.
Giving these events and these ways to kind of do things is going to be really, really important, I think, you know, because... You know, Governor Cuomo, now, no, this is obviously not going to run 9 months. He's like, this could go 9 months. It isn't going to go 9 months. Well, we are not. I don't think you can shut down New York that long. Not going into, there are a few things that have to happen. Saratoga, I'm very curious to see how they're going to run the races.
Well,
this
I mean,
year.
They postponed the Kentucky Derby until September.
Oh, so that might impact Saratoga. That, and I mean, that impacts the region by millions of dollars.
I wouldn't want to make right now any predictions as to when this will end, because it...
Well, I wouldn't dare.
It all depends on how our health system reacts to it. And so far, it's been doing the best it can, but it hasn't been good enough.
No.
And a lot of that is because people aren't listening to the orders from people in charge.
Yeah, that's another thing. Listen, guys, if you're like thinking like I'm going to go and do this or that or the other, no, stay the hell home. Okay, we want this to end. You're not Superman. You don't have a big S under your shirt. Even if you're wearing a Superman shirt, it doesn't mean you actually are Superman. So for goodness sake, stay the hell home.
Yeah, just,
okay?
Just because it doesn't affect you doesn't mean it won't affect someone else.
And you know what? It could affect you. You could have some sort of mutated strain, and you could, like, who knows? Just be smart.
Well, you can be infected, not show any symptoms, go to your in-laws' house or your grandparents' house and infect them without even knowing it. Not even, you know, obviously not meaning to do it, but just avoid large gatherings. Stay home as much as possible. I mean, it sucks. It does suck. But, you know, wait, here's the thing. Most of us are introverts anyway, so this should be normal for us.
You know what? That's an extrovert racist there. I'm sorry. I'm going to call a foul on that.
Go outside. Go outside.
Listen, not for nothing. Do what I do, okay? I just drink a lot more.
Poor liver.
You should have seen a Saturday night. We did one of those because I bought Zoom this month for the conference call. So I paid like the $14 and it was actually $7 because I had a 50% off code. And so I'm like, oh, hell yeah. I'm like, you know what? Let's invite all of our college friends who we wanted to hang out with. Dude, we had like 22 people in a freaking conference. Like, just sitting there. We're all sitting there drinking, telling old stories, laughing our fool heads off for like 4 hours.
Yeah, there was
I've never sat in front of a screen for 4 hours in my life, I don't think, that I wasn't getting paid to do it.
There was a DJ in, I think, L.A. that did something like that. And there was 100,000 people that basically were partying in their pajamas to this guy. And like Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden showed up to jam for a little bit. It was kind of cool.
It really, yeah. And I'm loving like the music that everybody's putting out there. I mean, you know, the Indigo Girls had something the other day. And I got to tell the kids the story of like, you know, why they're called the Indigo Girls. And like, you know, Melissa Etheridge, who I have always dug. Like, you know, all these really good musicians, and then my wife listens to Coldplay, and I did. I immediately started about thinking about throwing myself front of a train.
Whoa, now it's your turn. No way, man. No
oh,
way.
Yeah. Oh, dude, Coldplay sucks.
They're
horrible.
I proposed to my wife at a Coldplay concert, okay?
That makes sense. Now it all falls into place.
You are such a dead man.
I know.
If my wife doesn't kill you, yours will, or they might just team up and go.
No,
up to
no,
you
no.
Both
my
together.
Wife doesn't. She's like, well, I just did good music, and he was playing very well, and I could sit there and go, you know what? If it's just him in front of a piano, okay. Don't get me wrong, you know, Coldplay music is always like we're just going to play very, very full chords repeatedly, and we'll just sing around them, and that's our song. It's like, it's like. Yes, it's the theme song to Halloween. I get it. So, but Sorry.
You sure that's not the double IPA?
Oh, this is a single. This is all me, man. Probably the double I would be nicer.
Wow.
No, I've never liked Coldplay. I'm like, it's overproduced, and I must kill you now.
Told you. I warned you.
I'm sorry. It's not my fault.
You're allowed.
It's overproduced. It's.
You don't gotta be a music snob about it.
Listen, you know what? I could sit there and listen to the Indigo Girls or Melissa Etheridge for hours because what they're the stuff that they do and there's, but it's like Coldplay is just so overproduced. That's music TV talk. This is Planeswalkers or Planestalkers podcast.
This is the aggro player talking. The control player. Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, you know, I miss rock and roll. Don't even get me started on that. But
I agree with you.
But I mean, there is just so much, you know. I understand, I'm glad they're trying to find some way to encourage people to reach out during this time. I mean, there's, with technology where it's at, I mean, we're living in Star Trek now.
Could you imagine?
You and I are talking onto a screen.
Could you imagine something like this happening 30 years ago? People would go absolutely freaking bonkers. There would be riots.
It would be the worst.
Oh, my God. Yeah, cities would burn.
Well, I mean, my wife and I were talking because we both went to Oswego and we had to go pick the boy up and, you know, they were closing. We were sitting there and I'm like, you know, this would have been the absolute worst. Like, I lived to go to college when I was in college. Like, it was like they had to physically force me to go home. I never left until the dorms closed. Mm. Like, you know, they're like, yes, yeah, you have to leave 24 hours after your last final exam or by Friday at 8. I'm like, Mom, Dad, pick me up Friday morning. You know, it's like, because I just had such great friends and I had so much fun. And I got to tell you, I probably would have found a way to stay there a week. I'd have been like, Wait, we can stay on campus? Mom, listen, they want music majors to stay on campus because we're going to be asked to, you know, perform and to raise spirits of those who are locked in dorms. And my wife was saying the same thing. She's like, oh, no, we would have found a way. She's like, the first week we would have done something. She's like, the second week we probably would have been like, okay, we got to go home now.
Yeah, but it would have been a fun week.
Yeah. Oh, you have no idea. We were talking about it Saturday night on the thing. We're like, thank God. Nobody can could record anything back then. Mm-hmm. None of us would have jobs, all right? So.
Anyway,
sorry about that. You know what? We can go off on tangents tonight. There's not a lot going on.
Well, we could talk about what Channel Fireball is doing.
What's Channel Fireball doing?
Channel Fireball has moved after canceling all their in-person Magic Fests, all their paper ones, they are moving Magic Fests online for probably the duration of however long this is going to last, forever.
this is not lasting forever.
Well, that depends entirely on how successful this is.
Right.
So what they have done is they are basically running Magic Fest online. So it's a bunch of open tournaments that they're doing. Bunch of daily qualifiers.
Is it on MTGO or
it's
Arena?
On Arena.
Nice.
It is all on Arena. And it's 4 qualifiers a day for, 2 weeks?
Invite only or anybody can play?
I think this is anybody. Let me see if I can... details, blah, 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 blah. It looks like the entry to the weekly championship is invite only, but the qualifiers is just a $25 entry. 512 player cap. It is.
See, that's the worst. That's the problem I've got with
Here's the thing. It's $25. It's booster draft. And there are cash prizes.
Okay.
So you pay $25. You get a booster draft coupon with entry. There's 6 rounds. Anyone who's 5-1 or better advances to the weekly championship. And there's a 512 player cap for each qualifier.
I don't agree with this.
Well, once you get to the qualifier, it's anybody who's 5-1 or better gets into that, and it is a 2-day tournament for each week's qualifier. It's 8 rounds, 6-2 or better advance to day 2. Day 2 is 6 rounds with a cut to a top 8. Between 65th and 128th place gets $100. 33rd through 64th gets $150. 17th through 32nd gets $325. 9th through 16th gets $450. 5th through 8th get $500. 3rd through 4th gets $600. 2nd place gets $800. 1st place gets $1,000. The top 32 all get an invite to the season final, and the top 8 get invites to the Players Tour.
I still don't agree, and I'll tell you why. In this economy right now, okay, $25, like, I look at my bank account and know that I'm not working, okay? Like, I'm lucky. They're finding, like, little jobs for me to do. You know, so I'll get, like, 4 hours. I got, like, 4 hours today. I'll probably get, like, 8 hours tomorrow because I'm going in. Like, you know, but then I'm probably off for at least a week, you know, unless something comes up. Like, IT is considered on call. So with that, I mean, it's a $25 tournament for me. Can't happen. I would be the most irresponsible asshole on the planet.
Well,
like, you know, because you can't do it.
Keep this in mind. And obviously your situation, you know, I understand right. Your situation, and that makes it obvious, you know, that this is something that's not going to be something you'll be able to participate in. But normally, right. Entry to a Magic Fest is upwards of $80.
Right, but entry to a Magic Fest also involves things like side events. You know, usually
not
there's some sort of...
You have to pay for the side events, too.
There's gear, though, too. You're getting...
Not anymore.
There's a gift bag.
Not anymore.
They don't give play mats anymore. Really?
Yeah, they've cut back on a lot of that. It's very expensive to get into a Magic Fest, and it's basically you have to pay a bunch of different levels to do a bunch of different things. It's a lot more expensive
because
to do a Magic Fest than paper.
There's the thing. Okay, $80 a person. So you're saying rental of a hall is $60 a person or $55 a person?
I have no idea. But, you're also paying for judges and food vendors and maintenance.
So that's where I'm like, $10 would be one thing.
Well,
$25 is a quarter of 100, okay? $25 is, if I'm on unemployment, $25 is 1/8 of my unemployment.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but the point of you doing this Magic Fest online, I would think, is to engender goodwill in the community. And to tell you the truth, it sounds like gambling to me. And right now, gambling should not be happening.
It's like any other tournament. This is like any
other tournament. It's like any, and I'm with it when it's, I guess it's just the mindset I have right now, given where we are as a country and the, you know, the crisis level. It's like there are certain things that, you know.
But I certainly don't expect them to give this away.
I'm not saying give, but the price point of $25
reasonable. I mean, I'm not going to enter, but it seems reasonable.
It's not. I don't think it is. I think, you know, it's reasonable for a certain level of player, and maybe that's it. Maybe they just want to entice the certain level of players. But for me, from where I'm sitting, if you're trying to get me, who's home now, you know, at the very least, probably starting Wednesday, I'm going to be home 8 hours a day with very little / nothing to do. That would be a great thing for me to do to kind of pass the time. You know, and what else is Arena doing to do that? I mean, we'll talk about it in Maine too. You know, they opened up, the Brawl event, you know, is now free, which, you know, again, least you could effing do, but you're muted.
Michael, unmute.
There you go.
It wouldn't unmute. $10, I don't think it would be a fair price point either, because 3 booster packs cost more than $10.
But you're not buying booster packs.
Yeah.
You know what? Make it a Phantom event. Screw it.
Well, they don't have Phantom set up in Arena. Remember, they're doing this through Arena.
They do have Phantom set up in Arena because I've done it. They just did it today. The silly, stupid thing they had this weekend was they put the 150-card deck together for you. They do have it in there. You could easily draft and say, you draft your cards, and they go away after this event.
Yeah, well, that would make $10 pretty reasonable. But I think $25 especially for the prize pool being offered, I think that's more than fair. Because
you figure
it's a $25,000 prize pool just for the weekly championship.
That.
And there's four of those.
You got to hold that thought. We're going to make this damn official right now. We fell into it. No, go on now.
There's 4 weekly championships. It's a 500. Let's see if I can do some math real quick. Bring up the old calculator here. Let's say
Are there rebuys?
What do you mean?
all right, so I put my 25 in. Mm-hmm. I suck out. I donk out. Can I rebuy in?
There's four qualifiers every day for the next 2 weeks.
Four qualifiers every day. So if I donk out day one... this is going to cause people to spend $100 they do not have. And I understand it's their own fault, but Jesus, we don't have to give them the gun.
Well, here's the schedule. And it's, the times are all Pacific. All the qualifiers are at 3 a.m. Pacific, so midnight. Or no. Is that midnight? 3 a.m.?
Yes.
6 a.m. 6 a.m. Eastern.
Time, sorry.
Noon. It's 3 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Pacific. That's when all the qualifiers happen.
Right.
If you're going to be irresponsible and spend $100 and do it like that, then yes, you definitely have a gambling problem and you need to get help.
But people, dude, at a time like this, okay, we have to think about that type of stuff. Like, it's irresponsible of us to think about that.
No, because this is considered disposable income. If you don't have it to dispose, don't do it.
Nobody's going to have it right now.
Exactly. So these probably won't fill up.
So why have them? Why not change it so that you can
It's better than not having any tournaments at all.
No, but you could still have tournaments, but find a way to do it in a semi-fiscally responsible way. Like I said, if it was $10, I'd queue up. I might be like, you know what? I'd spend $10 a day going to work. You know, or you know, I could get behind that. But $25. And then having four events all day long. Now, unless they're going to say, once you lose once on a day, you're out until the next day when it resets. Then I'm okay. But the fact is, there are going to be people out there. There are people out there with a gambling addiction. There are people that play this game with gambling problems. You know, and I understand that a fool and their money are soon parted in the whole nine yards. I can get behind that. Okay, we can't cater to the lowest common denominator. Or you know, but these people do have an illness and things like that. This is not smart. This is not something that we should be doing, that Wizards should be doing right now. I think Wizards should be trying to find ways to entertain people while they're at home, to help make the best of the situation, which is going to grow the brand, which is when everybody's economy starts kicking in, then people are going to be like, wow, look what Wizards did for us.
Well, this is honestly, as far as the paying entries for each event, this is no different than a regular Magic Fest in that regard,
But they've canceled Magic Fest because they're not fiscally responsible right now. They were canceled before anything else because they knew nobody was going to go. And that nobody is going to have the money to go, dude.
And it was also obviously for the health concerns. It wasn't just for the money.
I know that, but money has to be a factor right now.
Of course it's a factor.
Okay, if we're making it so that mortgages cannot be foreclosed on, you can't be evicted. This is all New York State law, by the way. National Grid, our electric company can't shut you off. Your cable company can't shut you off. Your car, I don't know about car being repoed, but I mean, they've got a few things in place right now that's basically saying, look, if you don't have money to pay, these people have to give you, they have to work with you.
Like, right, but you have to pay your electric. You have to pay your electric bill.
Oh, yes, you absolutely will have to pay these bills.
You don't have to do this.
No, you don't have to do it. But people are home. Some people are home. Like, you and I are lucky, okay? We have our family. You know, I love the fact that I am quarantined with my wife. As much as we're joking and stuff on the show, I mean, at the end of the day, this is my best friend. Uh-huh. And I couldn't think of anyone else in the world I would want to be spending this much time with. I am so over the moon happy about that. I'm so thankful that this happened now because she's here. I couldn't imagine being somebody living alone. All right. And now say you're living alone and you've got all your friends who, you know, there are going to be people out there is what I'm saying, that this seems predatory almost. It's like it's going to cater to that lowest common denominator because you're not taking the time to build in safeguards against abuse. And you should. Because right now, it is a crisis, and people are not in the right headspace. They don't know what they're doing. People don't know which end is up. This is not the time for you guys to start trying to profit at $100 a day if you want to play four events. It's just, that's the part I can't get around.
I disagree wholeheartedly.
I know you do, and it's okay.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to come... We need to do things like that. It'd be like if Netflix decided, hey, we're going to have a new Super Netflix where Friends is. And we know you're all home now, But if you want to watch Friends, you have to pay us an extra $10 a day. You know, you can choose whether or not to do it. I mean, it's not the same thing, but it is almost the same thing. Well, I don't know. The Friends gives me quite a bit of entertainment and enjoyment, man. I'd be good with watching Friends right now.
Meh, Friends, whatever.
All right. Say if you could listen to Coldplay all day, every day.
Well, I mean, you only have to pay for that once. If you're smart and just get their albums.
Right. But I'm just saying that I really wish that they would have thought this through a little bit better from that standpoint.
Well, they even say that they're new at this and they want feedback and they're willing to make adjustments and they want to see what works and what doesn't work. Obviously, if people don't play, then it doesn't work and they'll change how it goes.
The problem is, I think people will play, and that's still a problem.
Like, I would rather they did. I would rather they did, because it's putting money into the economy, which still needs to get done.
Not if you don't have it.
If you don't have it, don't play.
That's easy enough for you to say. It's easy enough for me to say.
Well, I mean,
like,
that's the thing.
We have self-control. We don't struggle with these issues.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. If you have problems with self-control in playing this game, then you need to seek professional help.
Right, seriously. But right now all the shrinks are closed.
There's services if you need them. My job works with this stuff, obviously, and we're not closed.
I know, there's online, and I get that. And seriously, guys, if you struggle with any sort of gambling addiction or things like that, you know, you do need to seek help. But I do think, too, that there's a certain level of, okay, we need to think about this in regards to that, because people are going to get hurt, all right? People are going to, you know, and they don't need to.
I don't think so.
All right.
I don't think so. So anyway, going over this, just going over the numbers, like we were doing.
All right.
Like I said, it's a $25,000 pool for the weekly championships.
Okay.
There are two of them.
Okay.
Let's see. And then the top 32. So it'll be 64 players that get into the season finals.
Sure.
That has a $50,000 prize pool. Now, this is the thing, is that it's a $25 entry for the initial tournament. If you keep advancing, you're not paying anything additional.
Right. Again, you're winning while gambling.
But that's the thing, too, is that if you're good enough to advance through this, that's the whole point of a tournament.
I understand, okay? But the price point is too high in this economy. That's what I'm saying. Like I said,
I don't think so.
A $10 tournament would have gone, I think, a lot further.
$10 tournament, they'd be operating at a loss.
Not if they lowered the prize pool by a little
nobody
bit.
Nobody would play.
Sure they would. Who the hell would? Again, this is a captive audience right now. We're in a captive audience. Everybody is home. Now, I understand that not all the states are, but everybody in the three most populous states right now, in New York, California, and in Illinois, we're home. Like, we have literally nothing to do. Absolutely, they will play. You will see incredible growth at that remark.
I don't think anybody would enter this tournament, because this is the type of tournament where there's going to be the best of the best showing up. Because there's Pro Tour invite, well, not Pro Tour, but there's PT invites on the line.
Absolutely, they'll still do it. And the best of best already have their PT invites.
Not all of them. There's a lot of, if you're not MPL or Rivals League, you're not in there automatically.
Right, but the best of the best still will, they find their way in. But I'm telling you, like, I think $25 is too high a price point in this economy right now.
Well, the problem is that here's where Channel Fireball can get away with this, and agree with it or not, right now, to get to the PT, it's the only game in town.
Right, and I understand that.
It's the only game in town. So, and they also have a monopoly on the Magic Fest anyway, so they can charge whatever they want.
Exactly.
And
but they don't have to, and that's what I mean. It's a bad image.
I think, the thing is that even if $25 was too high, I don't think they can go anywhere below 20. I don't think they can go below 20, because they have to, they also, I mean, it's just, there's certain things they have to do to get this thing set up and run the right way. And they can't do that for free. Can't be done for free.
It's done on a computer, because everything's Arena.
Yeah,
like,
but
you code it once and it's coded.
Yeah, but you still need people there to make sure that rounds are being fired correctly, that you're paired up against the right player, that if there's a technical issue,
they're not doing manual pairings. The computer is doing it.
It still needs someone there to make sure that things are getting reported correctly.
somebody's probably not there, dude. Somebody's probably sitting in their house, like, watching things. And again, I understand it. I understand that there needs to be some cost to it. But I think the $25 price point, or allowing rebuys, like, saying to somebody, look, in this economy, you have $25 a day. You know, you can enter any one of these four tournaments once. All right? One time. All right? Even then, I can get behind it. But you know that there are degenerate scumbags out there. I shouldn't say that. I'm sorry. But there are degenerate people out there that are going to spend $100 a day that they don't have to try to get into this thing. And it's like, in this economy, and those are going to be also the people that get rewarded because they're going to break the code on drafting. So they're going to be the ones to win.
Okay, so
it's a pay to win as well.
Here's something that I missed as well. Okay. I mean, and regardless of if I'm not expecting this to change your mind. Everyone who enters also does get an additional free booster draft. So you're getting two drafts out of your entry fee. All
right, that I can get behind a little bit.
It's up to $20 value. And it's a coupon for a free booster draft at a live Magic Fest. So if they show up to the next one in paper, they get a free booster draft entry.
Okay.
Which means you can get some physical value out of that too.
No, now see, they lost me because if it was Arena, it's one thing. But now a live Magic Fest means they had to pay the $80 to get back in. So yeah,
the $80 is for the main event.
I don't know
what they are for.
Yeah,
the main event, I think it's free to get in. And if you want to go to regular drafts, you pay for each draft as you go. Mm-hmm. I think that's how that one works. So if you show up to a Magic Fest and you're not part of the main event, I think you pay a very small entry fee and then you pay for each draft that you do. So if you're there for just the side events, I think in that regard it's cheaper, and you could overall, you know.
But again, they make the money off it.
Of course they make the money.
Again, it seems somewhat predatory to me. I'm a capitalist as the day is long, but we are in a crisis situation here in this country.
Maybe I think predatory is too strong of a word.
I don't think it's strong enough.
But you think they're just ripping people off?
You know what? $100 a day.
That's if you decide to enter all four.
And there are degenerate people out there that are going to do that again, who are home alone, who are lonely, who are scared, who say, hey, I have $400 in my bank account. I have $400 from unemployment. Who needs to eat this week? And I understand that these people are these people, and they're going to do what they're going to do. And, you know, libertarian and the whole nine yards, fine. I can get behind that in some regards. But again, there comes a certain point where you have to be like, look, you know, you could introduce safeguards to say you're still going to make your money. Look, you enter once a day. That's it. You know what? I would be okay with that. You could enter once a day at $25. Okay. Because I can't help thinking that there are people with kids who are going to go hungry because these guys are degenerates and don't know what they're doing, and all the casinos are closed, and all the stores are closed, and the lottery, who knows if the lotteries are even going to run. Like, it's really not a good look.
A lot of people who I think are like that probably wouldn't be playing Magic anyway, because that's too expensive even for that, because they wouldn't be able to pay anything.
It's online, Aaron. It's on the Magic.
It started today.
Yep.
In fact, the next qualifier runs in about 3 hours.
I have a problem with it. I just do. I just think it's predatory as hell in this economy. I think you could lower the price without, you know, cutting away any, because you're going to have more people. Part of why they charge so much for these events at a physical location is, okay, arena can only hold, you know, a convention center can only hold, say, 600 people. And their break-even point, you know, they need 300. Okay, so $80, our break-even point with profit is this. Okay, I get behind that.
Magic Fest tend to burn in the thousands now, buddy.
Right, but do you understand, like, there is none of that. You have no physical limitations at all. You drop this down to $10 or $15, all right? Then you're going to see an increase as far as the number of people trying to get in. You're also going to have a lot more Cinderella stories. It's a good win all the way around. I think the $25 price point is too high.
I don't think they can go any lower. Maybe 20 is about as low as they could go.
I think 15 to 20. Again, 10 would be great. 15 to 20 would be ideal.
10 would never happen. 15 wouldn't happen. I mean, it wouldn't. It wouldn't, because it costs you $13 just to get three booster packs.
Yeah.
You also have to remember how much it costs you in gems.
Again, they could easily phantom it too. There's no reason not to.
They would have to, they would have to coordinate that through Wizards, though.
Okay. This isn't an official Wizards thing?
This is official Wizards, but it's Channel Fireball has exclusive rights to the Magic Fest.
Yes, they do. But Wizards is like they, you know, it's not like Star City Games is trying to do it in a third party way. I mean, Channel Fireball has a relationship with Wizards to be able to do this. It's Wizards stamp. It's Wizards like primary, you know, vendor. Like you can't just say that this is Channel Fireball. Wizards has their name on it. Like, there's no way around it. I don't think we're going to agree because I don't think, you know, because there is no way that I'm probably going to sit here and say that this isn't one of those things that's going to end up hurting people. All right. And well, in this time, we can't, and I understand, again, they're doing it themselves. I get it. But man, we don't have to give them the gun. You know, we could just say, look, this is what it is, you know? I don't know. So I think that should end our combat.
So yeah, top eight for that, or top 32 in the season finals, they all get PT invites. The top two get Pro Tour final, or Players Tour final invites. So they get the big prize at the end.
Right.
And then top eight, everyone in the top eight gets $1,000 in the season final, and then down to 130th place gets money. So if you spike this and you pay the $25 and say you win the weekly championship and you win the season final, you get $2,000 and an invite to the Players Tour final.
Right.
It's not bad for $25.
It's not bad for $25.
It also takes 4 days to do it.
Right. And the odds of it's gambling. It is. And I understand that tournaments are like that. I get it. But at this point in this economy, I don't think my thinking can change on this because I think it's...
The only reason that Magic the Gathering is not classified as gambling is because Wizards of the Coast does not acknowledge the secondary market. If they did, they would be forced to acknowledge that it's a gamble.
I understand that. That's why they got rid of Antes early on.
It's all a technicality. The only reason that it's not officially gambling is because of technicalities and basically lawyer speak.
Right.
So this is just continuing the normal trend of how you play competitive Magic. It's competitive Magic. It's not like a random event on Arena. This is for the pros.
But it's open to everybody in a way it's open to everybody that a way a Magic Fest is not, because a Magic Fest is limited by geographical area and travel expenses and how many people they can fit into the arena. So you can't compare this to a regular Magic Fest.
Sure I can.
It can be competitive Magic. It is competitive Magic. But you cannot compare this to it. This is a totally different thing and entity.
Lost you for a second there.
You know, there's no way around that. You know, but it's okay. I think we should go to main phase.
Main phase.
So Wizards is kind of, they've gone the mile. One of the things that they've done is they put out a thing last week saying that they're going to do a little bit to kind of help everybody deal with being socially distant. You know, they basically said that they are going to, for the next 4 weeks, they're going to open. It's going to go be Brawler's Guild Hall will be free for the next 4 weeks. And then Theros Beyond Death Ranked Draft is returning. So that's kind of good stuff.
Yeah, but they're also keeping the Ravnica Allegiance, and the regular rotation is still going to go as well. Normally they would be swapping in and out with just one ranked format available. Now they have two ranked formats available.
Right, which is nice. Good. I think that's stuff that they need to do. Like I said, people are home. They're looking for ways to kind of be involved. So, I mean, that's important. That's a good thing. I'm all for that. I'm on top of it. You know, good on Wizards. I'm really glad. Another thing we wanted to talk about here in Maine, too, was Ikoria Mechanics. Rosewater and a few other people have teased a little bit. Next week is the previews. But two of the things that they've talked about that are semi-confirmed, one of them is Mutate, which is something that was in Unsanctioned, actually. And then the other is, which boggles my imagination.
I don't think it wasn't in Unsanctioned. It was one of the playtest cards Mystery Boosters.
No, that was the keyword counters was Mystery Boosters. Mutate is in Unsanctioned. I had the card. I have Unsanctioned. So, let me see if I can find that article here. because it talks about it.
Well, I have the post from Morrow's Tumblr, from Blogatog, and I
yeah, no, the Surgeon General / Commander has the keyword mutate. Whenever you enchant or mutate a creature you control, draw a card.
Yeah, but there's no cards in Unsanctioned that actually have the mutate mechanic.
Right. Oh, okay.
So it just sort of drops a hint at what's coming. They've done that before with like the future shifted cards in Time Spiral.
Right. So mutate's coming. It's probably going to be something like I gotta imagine it's going to be something like that.
Well, it's going to be
put a counter on something and makes it into something else.
Yeah, it's going to be ability counters. It's going to be like there's going to be like flying counters and trample counters and double strike counters.
Yes, that's kind of exciting. Keyword counters and stuff like that. That opens. It boggles the mind, given that guilds and allegiance is still in, you know, is still legal.
Well, put adapt comes in.
Yeah, I know. Ikoria? Yeah.
Yeah. When.
Won't be for long. Yeah.
Ikoria. Yeah, they'll all be legal. Yeah. Proliferate.
Oh dear.
Blogatog, Mark Rosewater posted on his Tumblr account, and he gave a teaser of a lot of tiny hints. He says it's all partial information. So he says the following can be found in Ikoria: Magic's seventh egg, whatever that means, a card with the text four or more times this game.
Oh dear.
A card with the text total power 10 or less. Magic's largest power toughness granting aura, which means it's bigger than Eldrazi Conscription, which gave +10/+10.
Nice.
A card with the text, X is the number of times this creature has mutated. Magic's third and fourth card with 0 is even reminder text.
Wow.
Three cards with the text, different names. 13 different types of counters.
Which has got to be the keyword counters.
Which is nuts, because ugh. A card that says choose a kind of counter at random.
Oh dear.
A card with the text remove 8 foreshadow counters. So there's another mechanic.
Yep.
And a cycle that players have been asking us to make for over 10 years.
Fetchlands.
I don't think it's Fetchlands. They've already said that they're not coming this year. He also teased some of the creature types. He says in addition, Ikoria has creatures with the following creature types. Dinosaur turtle, which is cool. Shark beast. Demon kraken. Elemental otter.
Film a kraken.
A brush wag. Remember that from back in Mirage?
Yep.
A hellion horror.
Damn.
And a nightmare squirrel.
Wow, yeah. Well, squirrels are... Everybody loves the squirrel.
Nightmare squirrels. That's going to be awesome.
So this is going to be exciting. Next week, I'm sure we're going to have a ton of previews. Like, I think previews start next week, right? No.
Previews start on the 2nd.
Which is after our show.
Great. Yeah, so 2 weeks.
So we'll have a ton of previews. And you know what? Maybe we'll push off. Like, maybe we won't record next Monday. We'll record on Tuesday. We'll have previews. Yeah, we'll see what's coming. I'm sure some stuff will come out over the weekend, like pre-preview. Spoilers.
Well, Gavin Verhees also posted a couple things.
Oh, good.
He did this on Reddit. There is a hound that generates fetch counters. There is a card that has the rules text, whenever you cast a spell with X in its mana cost, do a thing.
Right.
A cycle of cards that is a reimagining of an old popular multiplayer cycle. Don't know anything about that. A creature that generates mana that you can only use for activated abilities.
Yeah.
Eight non-evergreen old mechanics returning.
Cool.
They didn't just hold themselves to mechanics in Ikoria, so there's a bunch of old stuff coming back.
Cool. Well, we got to kind of move on because we're running low. So all that stuff we can do a little bit more next week, but I really want to make sure we get to talk about how we're going to give the box away.
Okay.
All right. So come back next week. We're going to have a lot more information, I'm sure, coming up with what's coming. There'll be some spoilers and stuff. But I really want to talk about, because we want to get this going. As things stand right now, our sponsor, Kerwin's, is still, you know, planning to, you know, give away the box and everything like that, as far as we know. So we are planning to give away an Ikoria box, same as we did last time for Theros Beyond Death. How we're doing it is a little bit different, though. This, again, comes out of our Planeswalker conference call we had with our patrons just this past week. We'll have another one in June, which, you know, I forget who it was that came up with the idea. It was either Walter or Zach. But basically what we're thinking about doing is, instead of, like, sharing and like and subscribe and comment and stada, what we want to do is we want to make it a little bit fun. So what we're going to be doing is an Ikoria League. So it'll be all arena-based. We're going to end up having pairings for each week. So here's how this works, okay? We're going to limit it right now to the first 16, all right? If we get 16, well, here's how it works. It's going to go to four, all right? So right now, the four contestants are our four patrons. You're automatically entered, all right? Including our $1 patron. All right, so that's our three Planeswalker and our basic. If you want an assured seat, being a patron is a fine way to do it. So after that, we go up to, you know, we'll hopefully get to eight. Once we get to eight, we'll have, you know, we're good to go. If we get more than eight, then we got to wait until we get 16. All right, so because we're going to do this March Madness Ikoria style. Since we don't have a March Madness going on, which I don't think we can say March Madness, can we? It's actually, like, copyright.
Yeah, it's not as big as saying Super Bowl.
Oops. Okay, but we'll say Bracket Challenge. Ikoria League Bracket Challenge.
There you go.
All right, so it is. It's going to be head-to-head. You guys will have a pairing for each week, okay? This will be using our... We're going to set it up in Discord, so everybody will have a table, so that when you guys want to play, if you want to get on Discord and use the voice chat, so you can talk to each other and, you know, razz each other a little bit, feel free, go to town. How it would work is we'll pair you up each week. We'll pair winners to, you know, the first 8 or 16, Lord willing, we get. We'll pair you guys together. You'll play other people. You know, so yes, this is going to go across time zones. So you guys are going to have to work to find a way to get together and play. You know, if we find out, if neither one of you could play, if you couldn't ever get together, we may go to a simple, you know, Aramis and I got to still work the nuts and bolts out on that. I don't know if it's just a dice roll or what. But pairings will be for each week. How we know you won is that the winner will be responsible for taking a screenshot after they've won the best of three. So, you know, you'll need to take a screen. Each winner for each one will have to take a screenshot. So we'll expect the winner to send us two. All right? Because that'll be how it is, too. You're playing best of three challenge match. So, you know, the winner will have to send us two screenshots saying that they beat them. And that way we can see their, you know, the username on there. So how to enter? As it stands right now, the best way to enter is to send us an email at podcast@planestalkers.com with the subject, you know, Ikoria Box Giveaway and your arena user tag. We will automatically enter, you know, first 16 will go in, or the first amount will go in. You will come in the order you come in, unless you're a patron. Patrons will take top spot. They will not necessarily take top seating because we don't know how to seat anybody. So... But the patrons get first whack at this, okay? And that's because, you know, they've come alongside the show and they, you know, they deserve it. So patrons are automatically entered. After that, it's going to be first come, first serve for seats. Once we fill up eight, we need eight more, you know. So if you're number 9 or 10, then go find 4 or 5 friends that want to come along and do this. So that we have 16. We're not going to run it with buys and unusual numbers or anything like that. It's either 4, 8, 16, or 32. I think we're going to cap it at 32. So, but the winner gets the Ikoria box. It'll be shipped to you from Kerwin's, our sponsor. And I think Josh can tell you they send a whole bunch of really cool stuff in the bag as well. So it's definitely worthwhile. I think this is going to be a fun way for us to do this. What do you think, Aramis?
I can't wait to see how this plays out. I mean,
yeah, I wish we could play. Yeah. But it's going to be worthwhile.
If anybody who's involved in the tournament decides they want to stream their match, I would love to watch.
Yeah, oh, that's just it, too. Streaming, and well, here's the thing. If you're streaming this match and you let us know, we'll find a way to put it up on the Planeswalker page. So, you know, this is a way for you guys who are also out there maybe trying to stream or anything like that to get eyes on your show. This sort of thing, it's all inclusive. We just think that this will be a fun way for us to give the box away. So, and again, entry is free. You know, patrons get first whack. That's the only thing. Other than that, entry is totally free. It is first come, first serve. And again, to enter, podcast@planestalkerspodcast.com. Subject line, Ikoria Box Giveaway, and send your magic user tag, and we'll respond back and say your number X, okay? And that'll go. And like I said, you're good to go if you're one of the first eight. So if you're 5, 6, 7, or 8, unless we get patrons, then that you shift down. But you'll shift down in the order that you came in. Yeah. So, all right. How did that sound?
Sounds exciting. I can't
wait. I really am excited. So, so with that, you know, one last thing we want to talk about is, you know, obviously, as you guys can see, we got lucky tonight with combat. But content's going to be a little rough around here for a while. There's not going to be a ton of events. So another thing that came out of our talk with our patrons the other day is that they really would like to see us get back to something that we always talked about doing early on in the show. And I think we're never going to have a better chance than right now. So once preview season is over with, so once like second, third week of April, like we're going to start a segment. Maybe we'll use Main 2 for it, called Magic 101. So it's going to be a way for new players, beginners. We're going to talk about things like, you know, resource management, when to mulligan, when not, what is a mulligan, why do you mulligan, what's the point, how to do best of three, sideboarding, what the hell is it, the whole nine. So if you got topics for that, send that to us in an email, podcast@planestalkerspodcast.com. We'd love to, you know, have some ideas. But I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
So. Yeah, and if you have friends who are interested in Magic but haven't, you know, they're not quite ready to take the dive, hopefully this is a resource you can use to help them learn how to play the game. That's what we're trying to go for.
All right, but with that, we might as well, you know.
End step.
So with that, Aramis and I want to remind you, as we're picking up our card boxes and putting them back in their case and, you know, putting the pizza boxes next to the trash, because damn it, your mother doesn't work at this game store anymore. And if you're in New York, probably that's more true than you know.
We're talking about your kitchen, not the game store.
But both Aramis and I want to remind you that we do stream Arena on the Planes Talkers podcast channel on Twitch. We had a big event last Wednesday. We'll be doing some more on that. As I'm home more, I might be doing some more daytime streaming. But look up Planes Talkers podcast. You can also follow me on Twitch at MindCrime73.
You can also follow me on Twitch at RMECWRX. Anytime that I stream, I also simultaneously broadcast on the Planestalker podcast channel, so you'll find me there as well. If Twitter is more your speed, you can find our show at PlanestalkerPod on Twitter.
You would wait till I was sipping.
I'm looking at the script, right. Not the camera.
I know. And my personal Twitter is at WRBenson. But again, I don't tweet out very much. 9 times out of 10, I'm there just to follow the band Nelson and everything that's going on with them these days, because I love those two long-haired blonde boys. But I keep trying to find lamer and lamer bands, and I was going to say Coldplay, but I thought you'd get upset. So oh, gosh, I'm getting the stink eye. This is horrible.
What? I'm sorry. I wasn't even paying attention.
So you can always follow me on my Twitter. It's at WRBenson. And, of course, you can always follow us on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/planestalker and like and follow the page. It's where we stream this live every week. So if you're listening to the audio cast, and that's that.
Finally, emails. Send us emails.
Yes, we love emails. We're big fans.
Especially for what we're going to be doing in the next few weeks with Magic 101. If you want to send us emails with other suggestions for the show, or even just, hey, just to let us know how you're doing, tell us a fun story about what happened in a recent tournament that probably was on Arena, since nothing's happening in paper. Yeah, that's sad, isn't it? It's very sad.
Right.
Anyway, you can send us emails and even ask for advice in our Ask Aramis section, where I can offer you tips on anything from deck construction to limited choices. And if you want to send us that email, our address is podcast@planestalkerspodcast.com.
And hey, if you're out there listening to podcasts anyway, I do host another podcast on the television show DC's Legends of Tomorrow called Legends TV Talk. You can find it anywhere you find a podcast. And oh, big news! We are on iHeartRadio. This is our first episode that's brand new for iHeartRadio. They did finally accept us. We went through a few hoops on that, but thank you guys very much. Part of that is you guys being followers of the show. They can see our numbers and stuff like that and where we fall, and we have enough episodes and enough followers. So thank you for that. I think it's going to bring more eyes to the show. So, you know, go out there and find that. I did check our iTunes review. We do not have one this week. This is your last week. If you haven't put in an iTunes review, Go to the podcast app on your iPhone or just download iTunes and find us in there. Leave us a review, preferably 5 stars. All the reviews in there. Next week I will go ahead and do a drawing for, and somebody will win a bunch of packs in Arena. So it's what we do every month. It's our, you know, review giveaway. So hopefully you guys can get that. Definitely recommend doing that. So, and with that, we want to say thank you again for tuning in tonight. We really enjoyed having you guys here. We will be back next Monday at around 8 o'clock-ish again. We're going to be time-shifted an hour while my wife's here. But hopefully we'll be live on Facebook. You can tune in then. But for Aramis Perez, this is Will Benson Thing. Thank you very much for listening, for being fans of the show, and reminding you to always leave some of your mana untapped because you never know when you'll need it. Take care and have an awesome day. Bye-bye.